Oh, what's up, nerds and dorks? Welcome to PG Spoilers.
Hey.
This tastes like a beer. It's not good.
I don't know what to say about this. who would drink this?
I don't know.
Innocent. Zero sodium and sweetener.
Yeah, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
That's.
I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and alongside the peach pear essenced base head X.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Yeah, that's a. I'm going to keep this.
It's weird because,
keep this right here.
It tastes like.
It almost does. It's like a weird ale weird beer or something.
Yes, it's got like weird cheap beer taste to it.
Like real cheap.
Yeah, like I haven't drank in. Ooh,
two decades.
It's been like 14 years. I haven't had a drink in 14 years. I've been sober
probably
for 14
been like
years.
A day probably best. For me. Like a day. I don't know.
No. I've been sober for 14 years. Yeah. But man, I picked up these peach pear sparkling water LaCroix. And I was like, honestly, I didn't mean to buy these. I reached down to get the orange flavored ones. And this was in the box beside it. And my hand eye coordination is just trash.
Yeah.
I don't know how I managed to do this. And then I bought it. And so I cracked one. I pulled it out and I was like, oh, dang, peach pear. Can't be that bad. And it tastes like it's fermented. It tastes like it's got a little.
It'll be interesting to like record people's reactions drinking this. Because I know that face that I made, that would have probably been a good meme or two
you can
make out of that.
What's funny is over the years of recording and doing various toasts, there's always somebody who doesn't bring a can. And it's like, okay, when we did Remember the Loot, we did a toast. Bring a can of whatever you want.
Yeah.
But
it's got to pop.
It's got to pop. There's a tradition behind this, you know? And then, going into the Loot Bros. I mean, some of the guys I podcasted with for 2 years in a row, every single Friday, and they would show up without a can. And so I keep stuff here, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not going to keep, like, good stuff. If you want something good, you need to bring, you know? I'll keep my energy drinks, my Diet Cokes, and then my sparkling waters. And, bro, this is not a good one.
Yeah. I do not recommend this. I get this a zero.
Zero
on the
Dookie
scale.
You heard it here, guys.
Crap.
We're out of here. But, yeah, so I wanted you to try it with me because I don't like it. But
such a weird flavor.
It's weird because every now and again, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to try again because maybe I was being a little hard on it. Maybe I was being a little, unrealistic.
You were right the first time.
Nah, man, it's weird because, like, it smells good. It smells like pear.
Wow, yeah, it does smell good.
It smells like a pear.
Man, it's... Yeah, I don't know what they did with that.
It smells like a pear, tastes like a pear balls.
Yeah.
That being said, what you been up to, Hector?
music for the most part. And I did make a post like 2 weeks ago on the Producer Dojo is the little group that I joined. And I made a comment just saying, like, now that I'm out of my... That was the week that I got the sub-pack and Dark Crystal came out.
Oh, snap.
So I was like, well, now that I'm at my Dark Crystal binge, then I just made a comment about whatever I can't remember. But, like, I binged out on Dark Crystal, which I loved it.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Man, like I said, once again, something just different. And... the amount of work without a doubt that it took to come up with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next season. But
I told you in the last episode, I said I'd started it. I intend on finishing it.
Yeah.
I ended up watching Titans Season 2. Episode 1 came out.
Titans
is on DC Universe Network.
Okay.
And so it's essentially like the Teen Titans, like the cartoon and the comic book, but it's like a live action version of it, and it's a more mature.
Oh, okay.
So the first season came out, a year ago, and it was really, really freaking good. You could tell that they were there was a little bit of quality issues in like some of the CG and a little bit of the acting because it's the first show on the network. And I think that there were like maybe some budget, constraints.
Oh, yeah.
Second season came out. The first two episodes are out now. The budget issues are definitely not there. They've definitely got the money they need now. The actors are good. I really enjoy it. The CG isn't quite movie quality yet. You know, it's like it's still got a little bit of jank to it. But overall, the first episode of the new season, it was kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Like it was... The last season left with a really good cliffhanger, and you're like, how are they going to overcome this? The first episode, they overcome the thing, and then they start something new in the very... I'm just like...
Oh.
I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate whenever a series spends 6 to 12 to 20 issue or you know episodes. Even a comic book. I hate when they do... A whole arc is 6 issues of build up to a 1 issue payoff, you know, like
yeah.
Like I feel like people it's like taking a trip to Love Island. You know? You do all this work and then it's like, oh, and now it's over. You know, I'm like,
dude, I was literally just thinking the same thing, man. I was just thinking about pretty much making the same kind of comparison instead of like slowly getting into it. It's just like build up and then
What we're done. Now what? My wife's really enjoyed my Love Island jokes because that stupid show she won't stop watching. So. But other than that, the major things that I've accomplished is I watched, you know, some Titans, which is really, yeah, it's good. I really like the show. I really like the cast. I like what they're going for. Their Deathstroke is A1, as the kids are saying these days. Deathstroke is
a character.
He's
that's the cool. The Teen Titans, the one with the little the Grim Reaper character and the kid. The robot dude?
Yep, Cyborg. And
okay. Yeah.
There's three versions of Teen Titans, essentially, or Titans, if you want to call them. There's Teen Titans, which is a comic book series, and it also has like a animated, like a cartoon. And then there's Teen Titans Go, which has like goofy versions of them, and it's stupid funny, dude.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
it's got humor for kids and adults.
Yeah,
tons and tons of fart jokes. Like, they say the word dookie a lot, which is really funny because I say that word, and it's like it's kind of like a lost word. Like, people don't really say dookie anymore, and it's one of those things to where when I started my recording studio years ago, my OneDrive was called Dookie Tunes.
Yeah.
And so anytime someone, any kind of client would sign up with me and want to do some work, I'd give them access to my OneDrive.
Yeah.
And it would be, they're like, Dookie Tunes? I'm like, yeah. I was going to call it Doo Doo Jams, but that was taken.
Dookie, when you think about it, Dookie?
Dookie is such a weird word. Dookie.
Yeah.
Like,
you say it enough, it sounds weird.
The best thing about it was like a few years ago there was a meme, and it was like this is a black dude like with his eyes like bugged out and his mouth making these like freaked out, and he looks like Carl from Family Matters, but the cop, Carl Winslow.
Yeah,
if it was him getting electrocuted, you know. But it says the caption was, when you pop a finger in her booty and you touch a big dookie. It was so disgusting, but it made me laugh to tears because that's freaking gross. I'm gonna put that out there. There's like freaking gross. Right? But B, they used the word dookie in a meme.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. And then the dude's face was even funnier. And of course, in my head, I started thinking like, oh my gosh, that'd be the most traumatizing thing ever to touch a big dookie.
Oh God.
So anyways, yeah. Ooh. So
I'm glad we got toilets.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got water in those toilets because Duke out of the water is a whole different story.
Okay. I leading us into this right here. This is Daryl's resident Daryl story time now. All right. So a few nights ago I'm at work, okay? And I worked real late. I've been working late a lot. We both have. You've been working late a lot too. And so my wife, she's going into work. She brings the kids to me. I'm like, I got a couple, hour or two more of some office work I got to handle because I spent so much time out in the shop and doing stuff. And I was I'm trying really hard not to be behind, but there's just no way. This transition is just, it's a lot. So the kids go inside. They go in my office. They raid my fridge. And that's what they do. And I keep stuff in there for them, you know.
Yeah.
I want it to be exciting. When they get there, I want them to grow up and remember that, like, we used to go to Daddy's work, and he always had these certain juices in there
for us. Oh, yeah.
And he always keeps these Jell-O cups. And in his top drawer was where he kept the spoons, and that's where he kept the, you know, like, I don't keep candy bars in there, but I keep, like, protein bars in there.
Yeah.
So, like, they go running in there. They know where to hit all the stuff. And so I walk my wife out to, you know, we're swapping vehicles as well as the children. And I try to love on her a little bit, and I talk sweet to her, you know. And I just walk her to the thing, to the car, you know, whatever, or to the truck. And I get back into the office, and it's just me, the owner, and the kids. And the owner, you know, our boss, he was working out. He was in the gym. So just as me and the kids over there in the office. So I open the door, and Paxton, my youngest, is standing still like he saw a ghost, looking like traumatized. And I said, "What's wrong, son?" He goes, and he's four. He goes, "Daddy." He goes, "I tried to fart a little bit," and he goes, "He goes, I tried to fart a little bit, and some poop came out. I think it was a poop fart." And he was like stone cold.
Oh my God.
Like standing straight up, like not moving, dude. He was like, I tried to fart a little bit.
Oh my God.
And I think it was a poop fart.
Oh my God. And that's what you say before you even know what sharding is.
Yes, it's a poop fart. When you're four, that's what they're called.
Oh.
And I said, "Okay, son, no big deal." And he's like,
"I do it too."
That's what I said. I said, "It happens all the time." That's what I told him. I said, "It happens all the time." So I took him to the bathroom, and I looked, and sure enough, I was like, "He blew it out." I was like, "All right, buddy."
Gotta know how to feel those out a little bit better.
I texted my wife. I said, "OMG, just got back into the shop. Paxton cracked his pants." And her response was, "Oh no, did he trust a fart?" Oh man.
So, oh,
good cool. Lord, bro. It was, oh. So I cleaned him out, or cleaned him up. Yeah, cleaned him out. He already cleaned himself out. I cleaned him up, and I said, he goes, "Well, Daddy, what are we going to do? I don't have any clothes." I said, "Nah, son, no, I'm going to wash these out in the sink," which I did. I said, "And we're going to put them back on. Because you can't go outside with your penis hanging out." And I was like, "Then we're going to go get in the car, in the van. We're going to go home." I was like, "Daddy's done working now."
Thanks.
This just officially became the end of my day. So sure enough, and I got like a some wad of paper towels, and I set it down in his little car seat, and buckled him in, and it just is what it is. And I told him a story. I said, "Son, this just happened to me recently." He goes, "What did you do?" I said, "Well, I walked over, clocked out." Told the boss, and said, "Sorry, bud, crap my pants. I'll be back." And I just rode to the store and bought new ones.
Oh man!
So,
the side of my face is hurting.
Dude, my cheeks are hurting now, man. Because it's funny because I was like, "Oh yeah, I gotta tell Hector the story," because this happened at like, you know, 7 o'clock at night. Everyone's gone for the day. I'm like,
"Yeah."
And the boss was on the treadmill running with his headphones in. So I had to go in there because, you know, like in the main weight room, not the little one, but the big one, the supply closet is over there. And we were out of paper towels in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I had to go get stuff to help clean the little boy up. So it was an experience.
Yeah. So. Oh, man. It's funny thinking about the perspectives, too. Just like your first time when you do that, when you're a kid, and just like, it's not the first and it's not the last.
No, this is the beginning of a long life.
Yeah, it's just part of being human.
And this is a real dookie episode, right? I don't know where all this came from.
Like, but when you got to pee and fart, and you got to like try to balance that out,
pick which one.
Oh man, so you never can go wrong with farts. Yeah, I was super disappointed too. Speaking of farts, like, I mean, I it's not like I was a big Melissa Milano fan, or it, just in general. I mean, yeah, she was in whatever. She was on the podcast that I listened to.
Uh-huh.
And it was boring.
Because she wouldn't fart?
Yeah, she when she I was done. First off, like a lot of the actors that they've had on there, mm-hmm. They normally have like comedians and just other weirdos and stuff. Like most of the time, the actors, man, are kind of boring.
She's a weirdo though. So
she's... yeah, yeah. She, I think that's I really kind of think that that's part of the reason why he had her on there to for people to realize how ridiculous she also is.
She is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I was like, I'm done. She says she never. She doesn't fart. She might have farted once during pregnancy. I'm like, get out of here. My gosh. I'm done. Don't even try. I'm not a person on this planet.
Statistically, women fart more than men on a daily basis, so that's not possible.
Yeah. Like, so she ain't human. Are you just saying you're not human then?
She's a reptile.
Yeah, you're something.
What did Alex Jones say? She's a lizard people from outer space.
Yeah. The reptilians.
Oh. She's a vampire. I can smell the sulfur.
Oh gosh.
I think we need to do some reviews. I think this is 17, 18 minutes into the show. Man, we talked a lot about Dookie. I wasn't planning that. I promise you.
That's where it went.
It's funny because before we get into the good stuff, there was a conversation at work just this past week about how many men actually sit down to pee. And like me and some of the guys were talking, and it's like, someone asked me, I was like, you sit down to pee? I was like, no, why? They're like, man, I do every morning. And then sometimes the boss said, I do as much as I can, as often as I can. Yeah. He goes, I get tired of cleaning up the dribble on the floor. He said, I got one stream going this way and one stream going that way.
Like, oh yeah,
oh that's awesome. I was like, oh man, I love the fact that I'm
outside. Well, I thought technically all dudes do, because every time you take a dump you gotta pee a little.
Yeah, but
I mean, for me, I just do it in the morning just because I'm just sleeping. I just don't feel like standing up yet, but other than that I don't. But
this is one of those things that I'll be more cognizant of now, because surely there's been times where, you know, we both work pretty physical jobs.
Yeah.
You so more than me. Your whole day is lifting and doing stuff. Mine's divided amongst a bunch of different tasks, but you know, there's a lot of lifting involved too. Not to mention, we also work out recreationally.
Yeah.
So there's mornings where I get up and I just friggin' hurt, you know, like my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, my back hurts, you know, like, I haven't been working out as much since this new position, because the transition, the hours are longer. Mentally, I'm a little more exhausted, and I'm not taking my lunch breaks, which I really need to. Like,
yeah.
Mentally, I need to, because, you know, 12-hour days with no lunches, it's getting a little boring. But I've been coming home at night, and I've been trying to bust out push-ups just to, like, just do something active, to be kind of – because, like, I mean, what sucks is this time last year I was benching almost 300 pounds, you know, benching 295. Now I'm like, if you put 250 pounds on me, I might die.
Yeah.
I might die. Yeah. So, you know, and like, and it just last year, your numbers were going crazy too. So,
yeah.
So like,
now yeah, I'm crippled.
You know, it's, well, that's what's happening is like, I'm letting life cripple me. It's holding me down.
Yeah.
And so I've been going and like last night, right before I got in the shower, I busted out like straight 40 push-ups. Probably could have done 50, but I was getting a little gassed. And then I got my shower. And then like once I like got all dressed and everything, I was like, I can do 10 more. So I just went ahead and did 10 more, you know what I'm saying, just so that I said
50.
I did 50, you know. And I was like, man, 50's not a lot, but when you're not doing anything, something. I'm like, gee. So I've been trying to do every other night, I've been trying to do 30 to 50 is the most I've done recently. I'm just trying to bust them out a couple days a week, just because I'm like, I'm wasting away, man. I'm like,
yeah,
yeah. But there's those mornings though, after a good workout or a good heavy day of squats or deadlifts.
Yeah.
But your body's a little tender. So, yeah. Those are the mornings I'll sit down. Yeah. But just out of necessity, not necessarily like I'm choosing to do this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Most of the time, reason. Yeah. I'm just like, oh. And then you might, if you get lucky on your time, and then you can have your morning, like, in bowl fart. And the, you know, have a little echo rumble. Like,
oh, man. Nah, the morning shower farts are the best.
Are they really? They smell so much worse.
Bad. It's the humidity just amplifies it. It's awful. All right. So this is PG Spoilers, Proven Gamer's nastiest Dookie Talk podcast. This is the flagship show. It's also the poop fart show. Be sure to go to provengamer.com. Check out all the stuff. The Amazons, the Humble Bundles. What's the other one? Amazon Humble Bundle and Extra Life, the most important one. I was going to forget it. If you're not familiar with any of those things, we have links on our page. If you go to provengamer.com, you click on any of the Amazon ads or Amazon links, it'll take you straight to Amazon. And then anything you buy on Amazon, like normal, Amazon gives us a percentage, almost like a sales commission. Doesn't cost you anything, but it does help out the site. If you've been listening to the show for a while and you have chosen to avoid all of our Amazon links, you totally suck for that. If you go to Humble Bundle, which is also through if you go through us, we get a little kickback on anything you buy. Right now, there's a bunch of digital books for sale on Humble Bundle. If you haven't gone to Humble Bundle, like all advertisement stuff aside, it's awesome. Same thing for you, Hector. If you're into software, sometimes there's recording software, there's video editing software. Right now, there's like How to Be a Game Designer is one of the bundles. And it's a bunch of just ebooks on making games and software and stuff like that. There's also like comic books right now, like Red Sonja, like Dynamite Comics has got like a big bundle. And essentially, there's multiple tiers. But you go on there, and it's like for $1, you get access to these things.
Yeah.
For $5, or the average, you know what I'm saying, whatever the average is, it can be $8, you get access to Tier 1 and Tier 2, which might be 6 different things. And then for $15 or more donated, or $20 or more, whatever the total price is, it's usually not, I haven't seen it more than 20, then you get access to all three tiers. When it's video games, it's usually tons, like it's usually like 9+ video games. And then whenever you go to check out, you can choose where you want your money to go. Do you want your money to go to the developers of whatever the product is? Do you want your money to go towards a charity that you pick, like for sick kids and things like that? Or do you want your money to go to the actual associate like us?
Yeah.
So, you know, for giggles, if you went to provengamer.com, clicked on the Humble Bundle link, okay, that would be our affiliate link. You would go in, like, buy this week's bundle. You spent $15. At the end of it, there's little sliders, and you can choose who gets money, you know? So it's a really cool thing. It's really, really cool opportunities we have. Those are ways for you to support the network. There's multiple shows, Trophy Horrors, Game Stuff. It's like Butt Stuff, but for games. there's PG Spoilers, which is us, the flagship show. And then there's Nintendo Dual Screen. So there's lots of different content available on the network. We try to provide a little something for everybody. While I'm finishing up the housekeeping, that's gross. You have like a really, probably a good drink beside you, and you're still... You want me to get rid of that for you?
I guess, yeah. Thanks.
Yep. So while we're on the housekeeping stuff, I did want to give my updated trophy count. I'm a level 43, total trophy count of 9,655 with a platinum count of 174. Make sure, if you do none of the other things that I've asked at this point, if you don't support us financially, if you barely support us by listening to us, this is so demeaning. go onto the Trophy Horse Facebook group and use the hashtag read Resident Daryl's Trophy Count. And while you're at it, go to iTunes, leave reviews, all that stuff. These are the important things in life. These are the things that keep us going. And feedback for the show.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking I think I'm probably like a level 1. I might have a couple hundred
yeah, you got
trophies. I don't know.
We actually read it on the show before. So while we're at it, since we're doing the housekeeping, may as well get some base head. So did there. Yeah. 400 base heads. Jeez. Whoa.
Well, yeah, the problem
is only one base head hex though. Boom. You Yay. Are a level a 10. What?
Yeah, I give myself a 1. Dang.
Those platinums leveled you up.
Oh.
So you are a level 10 with a total trophy count of 533.
Woo.
With a platinum count of 3. And we did those on the show. And I'll have you know, other podcasts have referenced your Platginity.
Oh, really?
It's a thing. Your platgenity is a thing. It is in the internet.
You mean like just the term platgenity, or you mean like the...
Hector's platgenity, like specifically, just... because we did it on the show, and they listen to this show, and I've heard him say, you know, a callback to that happening. Yeah. Because, okay, you know, a little behind the curtain for the listeners. This is an audio-only podcast right now, and what we did was technically better suited for a live stream or a video, where we had you pop your first three platinums live on the show. I think only two of them were actually live on the show, and then I just kind of edited some of the filler and some of the nonsense down, and we tried to carry on a conversation all while fumbling through a trophy list that shouldn't have messed up. But for whatever reason, if you go back and listen to the episode, Hector's platgenity, you know, it didn't work out right, and we had a bunch of issues. It was really funny, and we laughed amongst each other, but that was with the course of like 2.5-3 hours we did that. Like, it was a long time, and I condensed it down into like an hour plus show. Excuse me. That being said, we sat back and we're like, that probably wasn't the best show we ever did, but we had a good time, so we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, other people have not only laughed, but criticized us for having to pull up a guide because we were freaking screwing up one of the easiest games known to man. And then it made someone out there laugh, you know?
Yeah.
So shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, for getting a kick out of that. So it's really cool. Like, it's crazy how, like, the things that you don't think are going to stick with people or make an impact or even be good.
You know?
And it's like, you know, it's a thing. So, yeah. Anyways.
I'm glad that was amusing to somebody.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're getting our laughs in. So, like, whether you laughed or not listening to it, it is what it is. But it's really nice to know that people out there care. Because, like I said, I gave a shout out on the last show. When people reach out, you know, it's like we throw this show out into the internet, into the void.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't know you're listening until you contact us. Until you know, we ask for iTunes reviews because it makes our show visible on the... So, if you go on iTunes right now, you type in... spoiler cast or video game podcast or comedy podcast, any of the little tags that have been associated with our show, it's going to give you the ones that have the most reviews, the most positive reviews, and the most downloads and listens. And so there is a list, an algorithm. And so when we say, hey guys, review the show, yeah, we want to be higher up on those lists because that means more people can see the show and more people will potentially listen to it. But what we're really asking you to do is conversate with us, because it doesn't matter if 10,000 people listen to the show if none of them talk to us.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter, you know.
How else are we gonna know if people enjoy our farts and burps and you know, my nut updates?
Oh yeah, you've been real quiet about updates. Your balls. So you've been real quiet about your balls lately.
Yeah, I've been keeping a poker face on. A little bit, just a little bit.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me,
Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga, bro, she's got a comic book.
What?
I almost bought it. I swear I'll buy it tomorrow. I'll buy it tomorrow if I
like
like a legit. What,
she like turned herself into a superhuman?
Her being a pop star.
Oh,
okay. So there's this dude.
That'll be actually interesting.
Yeah, there's this dude that I buy comics from on the weekends at the flea market, and what he does is he brings out, like, he owned a comic book store. I told the story before. Him and his business partner split. And he's been like reading his inventory, and then brings it out and sells it. And he told me the other day, I was there last weekend, and he's like, "Yeah, I got a goal. I'm gonna read 50 comics a week, and then bring them out here and sell them and add them to the stack he's already got out there." He's got like, I've bought like long boxes of 400 from him. I bought multiple, so yeah. That's the thing I did too. This stack right here, like most of that's from him from this past weekend. And so what he does is on one day they're one price and the next day they're half off.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the good stuff gets picked through.
Yeah.
And I went up there this past weekend and I was, you know, I only had like 10, 20 bucks on me cash at that point because he's like my last stop. Because I know what I'll do. I'll spend all the cash I bring on comics. And then I was like, okay, the trip's over.
Yeah.
So I like to go through both flea markets from back to front and then hit him last. And then whatever I have left, I will blow right there on comics. And you see, I got freaking a foot tall stack from this past weekend. So, anyways, I start peeling through there, and I find a bunch of cool stuff. Some X-Men, some Wolverine, some Punisher, a little bit of Superman stuff. I think maybe one Batman book. And then I find a really awesome-looking Lady Gaga comic book. And I open it up and pick through it, and it's legit her performing. So there's like a whole comic book. I don't know how many issues there are of Lady Gaga. So I was like,
dang, that's great. That is pretty. That's different.
It is. And I didn't buy it. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, dude, I could have shared that to you. And then you said poker face, and it reminded me.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's funny what triggers.
I'm going tomorrow morning. If he's really got it, I'll buy it. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to go tomorrow morning. If he's got it, I'll buy it. I'll
take about to say, don't you go every weekend?
Yeah.
I was like, really? You
going? Oh, I get it. It was sarcasm. Yeah, whatever. All right. So that being said, we got all the fun stuff out of the way. We had story time out of the way. Our trophy counts, our updates, all the housekeeping. Now it is time for the reviews. Hector, do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
Yeah, I'll go first because these are kind of not too long. Cool. Really. So I picked three at the moment. I put Dark Crystal on there, but that'll probably be another.
We need to do like a whole.
Yeah. I watched some more of those YouTube channel called Dust. And like I said, it's short stories, sci-fi short stories. Or yeah. Actually, like I said, it's already. They put out a lot of content, and it's weekly. And
that's
like
so cool.
And it, but now I've really there's hour long ones, and then there's part one, part five. I haven't checked out any of the ones that are more than 15-20 minutes. Some of them are 6 minutes, some 7-8. I mean, they range from anywhere between 5 to on up, but I've been keeping it short. I saw one. Well, this wasn't even one I was going to mention, but it had the girl from Stranger Things. His sister.
Okay. Yeah.
She might need to eat a little bit more food. She is pretty skinny, man. She looks a little skinny.
She's skinny on Stranger.
Is there such thing as skinny shaming?
Yeah. I mean, there's a shame for everything now.
You come up with the joke for it. Yeah, you pretty much come up with a joke for it. Like, yeah, somebody can get mad at that. Like, oh. But, yeah, she was in one of those, and I thought it was going to be all right. That one was just wasn't very explained very well, and it's just a guy that's walking with her in the woods into like this little cave thing, and she pulls out like a looks like a little round little pod of something that doesn't look like it belongs here, and he told her to put it, she should put it back, and she says she wants to keep it, and then it just says 5 years later. That's the next scene, 5 years later, and she's been missing. So, and then it just jumps, and it's just showing the guy coming back, and he just goes back to that cave and goes in there and finds another little pod, and when he touches it, I guess like it might have stung him or something. I'm guessing what they were showing was like his bloodstream, like I guess maybe stuff getting in his bloodstream. Yeah. It looked kind of weird. I don't know. The girl, he just meets the girl, and she's just saying that she can't be erased, and it's something about like, I don't know, that one wasn't very good. But I thought it was going to have, you know, because it had her, and I'm like, you just reeled me in for this one. This wasn't that great.
So they brought you in because of her, and then they
disappointed me. Gotcha. Yeah. that wasn't like great. That was like really actually the first one that I was like, man, y'all failed on that one. But the first one I was going to mention was, it's called Alientology. And it's about a group of aliens. They're all blue. It looks like the Blue Man Group, pretty much. It looks, I guess that might have been a spinoff of it, because they literally look just like them, just a little extra marks or something on their face. Mm-hmm. So they are floating around a destroyed Earth. Earth's half blown up, debris and all that, just, you know, they're floating around that, and they're pretty much teleporting things into their ship. And so this one, he's just at a control panel, and he does a little thing on a screen, and then they bring in like a tape, cassette tape, zaps in a cassette tape. So they look at it, and they're not talking, they're talking in their language, but it's actually weird how you can kind of understand what they're saying. But he brought like a tape, so they're looking at this cassette tape. I meant to say that on the other podcast when you mentioned the dude brought a cassette tape. That singer guy, I was like, I'm thinking like, how many people are like, what's a cassette tape? But
dang it, that's crazy, because that's always only 10 years ago.
Yeah, I wonder how many kids know what an A-track is. But yeah, so they're teleporting just a lot of just random things that didn't get destroyed, I guess, or them trying to just understand whatever we did or made or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they already got like a big collection of things, just a bunch of random stuff. I guess it's this just their job or what they're supposed to do. And so there's three of them. They start one dude, one thing that he ends up liking, the other one thinks it's trash. So that you could tell that they're arguing. He's like, "This is trash. It's not good." And he's like, "No, don't throw it away. It's not trash." He's like, "Yes, it is." And then he throws it away. Then they get in a big argument about pretty much by body language in a made up language. Like, "Oh, well, okay. Well, this is trash. Then I'm gonna throw this away." He's like, "No, don't throw that away." He's like, "No. I'm gonna throw it away." Then they, in the middle of them arguing, she might have been their boss. Little tiny chick comes out, cusses them out or whatever. They get back into she walks out, and they get back into arguing, and they accidentally make everything that they collected disappear. So they just like screwed up big time, and the other guy walks off, and the other one just sits by itself, and he just starts all over again. And like the first thing that he zaps in is a jukebox. But you don't know what it is yet because he's doing this little thing on his screen, and then he hears, the sound, and it appears. His facial expression is so funny, man. It's a jukebox, but he looks at it, and then he just screams, man. It scares him. A jukebox scares him. It was just such a funny reaction to it because you don't know what it is, and then he like gets down and hides for a second, and then he peeks his head up, and then he looks, and he's walking towards it, and then it's like, it's a jukebox, man. And he goes up to it, smells it, like licks it, and just starts messing with it. And
it's probably a Waffle House jukebox too.
It was so old. Well, it was an old school looking one, like with a vinyl record, older.
Lick it and get it.
Not the iTunes one that you might see.
Yeah.
But he starts messing with it. I don't know how it still made it throughout space and it's got electricity. That's the only thing I'm wondering about that, because it starts working.
Yeah.
But hits the record, and he doesn't know, and it starts playing music, and for this first split second, the needle hitting the record, so it scratches, so it hurts his ears. And then when he starts hearing this jazz music playing, it just hits him. You can tell that it hits him, and I don't know if it's aware about what music is, but instantly it's already kind of entranced in music, and he starts dancing. Just naturally just starts dancing around and stuff, and he's just kind of like having fun by himself. And then the other one comes in. It's like, "What are you doing?" And he, it scares him. He tries to turn it off, he calls in the other one calls in the boss. She starts cussing them out more, and then I'm probably getting some stuff mixed up. He ended up teleporting some tap dancing shoes as well. Maybe it was both. A pile of tap dancing shoes and the jukebox. So in the middle of him dancing, he's opening up the box and all that, and then he sees these shoes, and he has it on his hand, and he just does that, and it taps, and he just picks it up and just starts tap dancing. And then the boss comes in there, and she's like, "What are you doing? What is all this and this and that?" She starts listening to music. She starts just moving to it. Both of them put shoes on. They start dancing together, and they're having fun and all that. And the third one starts looking. He's being a buzzkill and not wanting to do it. And they're sitting there dancing and all that. And then the other one that wasn't feeling it was trying to turn it off. But he ends up playing like an even more upbeat song. Yeah. So, they just started going crazy dancing. And then they finally talk him into it. Then he starts tap dancing, and then it's just a kind of like another weird perspective of just something that didn't know what we were and somehow got pulled in by the power of music that we've made.
Yeah.
and they're just sitting there kind of enjoying what we once enjoyed while like just orbiting around a destroyed world that they might not ever known about. That's kind of how that one ends.
That's pretty wild, dude. Like, it, like that's so far just all the different variations of the different shows or different subject matter that you've brought out. This stuff's pretty freaking awesome. And I want to tell you, I'm glad that, you know, you shared one, because I want to tell you now. One of our listeners actually hit me up and said he started listening to watching the show because because you talked about it.
Oh yeah, 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 that's cool. So,
I definitely got to start watching, man, because like that sounds awesome. Like as a music lover and someone who like passionately gets moved by music, mm-hmm. like would you say when we first started recording today?
Yeah,
I just had like my Bluetooth radio up here and I'm listening to just some rock music.
Yeah,
listen to a band called Thousand Foot Crutch. And the reason why I was listening to it is because my son was singing it earlier. And I like a lot of bands, a lot of stuff. And so, like, periodically I'll hear one of my kids say, "Ooh, Daddy, I like that song." And I have a Spotify playlist for them. So I'll just add that song to the playlist and then go about my business. So here lately, I've been putting my Bluetooth speaker in the room with, you know, my son, and he's been like listening to music go to bed at night.
Oh, okay.
And he was listening to Thousand Foot Crutch. And so there's a album they had come out in 2016 called Exhale. It's just a good rock album. There's a song called Running with Giants. And my 9-year-old just sings it all the time. And there's another one called Dynamite. And it's just like, you know, he's got this really wild line where he says, "We fight with a different type of dynamite," and when he says dynamite, he like dynamite. And kind of like a play on the old Sanford and Sons or whatever.
He
does it in a very like rock alternative way too, and it's really, the riff is da 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 da. It's very catchy. It's really groovy too. So
yeah,
you know. So and like you walked in the room, you're like, dang, dude! Like just having the music turned up and it's energetic. It's like, yeah, we're sitting around getting ready to podcast, but it's almost like we're sitting, you know, it's like you're getting ready for like a show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go into the venue, they've got music playing just to kind of get you going and ready.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's similar to our conversation last week, you know, how getting the mood set for, you know, just someone to talk at a church, you know, it's like you play some music and you kind of, and music, I talked about this on Push to Plat, that PlayStation podcast I told you about, not this last time I was on there, but the time before, we had talked about music, and that's why they brought me on, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so it was one of those things to where we, CJ the host and I, we started talking about music, and it's like, man, like it just grabs you, it moves you, and like it's like it sets the reason why like ambience and atmosphere are even a thing is because the music takes you and like wraps around you and it moves you to whatever it is. So when it's, you know, upbeat jazzy style music, things that are just kind of free flowing and feel good, you know what I'm saying? Like I can totally see where this would be impactful as a show to watch.
Yeah And it's, and like I said, some of them, you got plenty to choose from. If you got 10 minutes, pick a 5 or 6 minute one.
See,
you know,
that sounds like my speed right there.
Yeah, they got plenty. Like I said, it seems like they put out things weekly.
Heck yeah.
I like that. Was one of my more favorite ones. I like that for some reason, man. I guess just, you know, even though the music that they played, I'm not a big fan of jazz music, but still, it was like they did good with the little bit of acting. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you could tell like their skin, you could tell the costumes weren't like the best. You could still kind of see the
seam lines.
The same, but that didn't even bother me. It's just how good that they just showing aliens just, you know, getting down to human music, you know. It still has its effect, or had its effect on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the next one is way different. That one was called What If Wendy? And I said, I mean, Black Mirror, like I said, I put Black Mirror on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's just I think the Twilight Zone was the first.
Yeah.
And that's what it's evolved to and what it all is now. But this one has a little bit of technology in it that made me, you know, or that's what I was getting at with Black Mirror. Like, that's why I liked it, because it puts in perspective that we are not very sure at all what's going to be happening in the future with technology. We don't know how weird it can be. And this one is what's called What If Wendy. And it's just one woman living in a house by herself. You know, she just wakes up, you know, is doing yoga in the morning, getting ready for work. And she doesn't go anywhere. She works from home. She sits on a computer desk, but it's all just a flat table like that, and it's just a screen. She logs in. She's a type of doctor, and the thing in the screen's talking to her. You know, good morning, doctor, or whatever. I can't remember her name. She is pretty much a genetics approval officer. So she opens up her thing. All right, what's the first file for today? All right, this family, the Smiths or whatever, they're wanting to have a kid. And then she's like, the mom's genes are this type of thing. Eliminate this characteristic from her genes and see what happens if they have a boy. And then it'll bring up all these possibilities and this and that. And then, all right, what about the father? What about these certain genes? And like, it's putting together in these algorithms and just putting together like a calculation of what type of kid they have and like what his sperm count is versus her egg count and types of character, like genetic characteristics, I guess, because she made a comment saying, no, she doesn't need, they got a boy and a girl already. She doesn't need another girl because that'll throw things off too much because her mom's got certain narcissistic characteristics or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she finally kind of narrows something down and it says, run simulation. Then a kid appears, it's just like a screen, a light and a scan, and a kid appears. At whatever age she says, run simulation, and I think it just happened to brought him up at 5. And then she's like looking at him. She's like, "Hey, what's your name?" She, you know, the kid, it responds to her, she just asked it a question or two, like, "What's your favorite thing to do?" or whatever, and it said, "You know, like going riding bikes with my dad, and you know, like doing this and this and that." And then she's like, "That's great." And then it asks her. She's like, "What's your favorite thing to do?" She's like, "In simulation," just ends that pretty quick. And then she was like, "Congratulations, Mr. and Mr. Whatever. You guys got a healthy, you know, baby boy or whatever." And that's the end of that file. And then it just shows her going on to the next one.
Yeah.
So it shows later on, like in her day, like her ex-husband calls her and is checking up on her for whatever reason you're not really too sure of yet. And, you know, you can tell they got divorced and you're still kind of rocky with them, you know. And he tells her that the person that she's with now, with who he is with now, is pregnant. And he's just letting her know that he's kind of worried about her. And he's like, "Are you still getting stuff shipped to your house?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm fine." You know, I thought that she was like isolated, like in the middle of nowhere. Like, she wasn't. She's just reclusive.
Yeah.
And so they show her, like, she gets off the phone with him, and then one of the next scenes is she goes up into her closet, pulls out a box, and is looking through the box, and it's a actually don't remember what part it was. She obviously had a kid. It was something of the kids. It wasn't the pacifier, or it was something of her of it, and. Oh, it's toothbrush. She grabbed a toothbrush and she put it on her work desk screen, analyzed the DNA off of it. She said, "Run simulation." She is bringing up a simulation of her daughter that she had, and she's talking to her as if she's still kind of there. And that's what kind of starts kind of revealing why she's reclusive, because this is kind of an unhealthy way of her kind of dealing with not having her daughter.
She hasn't let go. She's found a way to
set, and it's weird. So she's talking when she's 5, and then she can just say, you know, she can just say, speed up to age 16, you know, "Hey mom," or whatever, you know, and then it kind of shows that she's kind of, you realize she's been kind of doing this for a little while.
So there's history there. They're conversating.
Got it. And then it gets to the part. No, Then it shows her. I think she goes back and forth, unless I'm getting confused with the other kid that she, because she went through certain ages. She went through like 5, then 16, 24. It was her birthday. That's why she did it. She was like, you know what? Today is, it would have been your, you, it was your birthday. You would have been, you know, 7 years old or whatever. Yeah. And she's, you know, the kid's just still reacting like it's nothing. And she gives her a cupcake, and she sings her happy birthday, and it's real kind of slow. And like, once she was getting close to being done singing the song, she's looking straight at her, and then she sees the simulation kind of glitches. So she forgets for that. She remembers for that split second, that's not really her. And as she's done singing the song, the kid blows at the candle. And of course it doesn't go out.
Yeah.
That's when you see it changes back to her face, and she starts realizing, I guess that's when it hits her. And then she just gets in her car, and she just drives off somewhere, and she drives to this cliff. Or it looks like a cliff, or it's just a big, you know, ocean view or whatever. And first I thought she was going to jump off, but she just stands there for a minute, man. Then it just all goes quiet. She just falls down and just starts crying. And it goes real quiet, like silent. And that ringing, you know, when she screams, it's silent and then ringing. And I'm like, dang, man, she's realizing now she had to let that go. Like, and then that's how they end that.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, dude, they really get some really neat, like that sounds cool. That sounds awful, though.
Like, yeah, man, it's still such a weird thing. That's why I'm like, man, we don't know when. That could be possible, technology-wise.
So, like, as you're explaining it, I'm sitting thinking, like, okay, part of me thinks that, wow, having technology to hold like that, to hold on to a loved one, that's awesome. But then you're like, oh, wait a second, that's not healthy at all.
Yeah.
Because you're not really getting past it and letting go. And, like, I know this. As a parent, anything happened to any of my kids, I would be a freaking basket case. It would ruin me.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine not only having to go through trauma like that, but then having a way to remind yourself.
A weird way to connected. That's a whole other level of interacting with. That's
awful.
Yeah. That's how that one ended, and I was like, man, that's a hard way of learning how to let go, man.
Yeah,
that's a big that's a big issue for people, man.
Dude, I don't even like thinking about that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, it just,
and then I didn't realize the name. You know, her name wasn't Wendy; it was her daughter's name. What if Wendy?
See, I'm over here thinking, what if, like, what if she was still alive, or what if she? You know, makes sense now. I mean,
yeah,
dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the last one, this one's not as, this one ain't, this one's a little more funny. Okay. But that one's, this is the shortest one. This is the last one. It's just called Face Swap. And this is like one of the shortest ones I've watched. But it's just a couple going into a building. It's called Face Swap. And they're sitting in front of another couple. And like, so this is your guys' like first time? It's like, yeah. And he's like, Have you picked your, I guess he might have used the word fantasy, maybe? Yeah, something like that. Have you picked either your avatar, your fantasy, or your character, or something like that? And then the husband's like, I think I have. And you know, the wife's just like, I'm not sure yet. And then they get called, and they go to the main desk, and the hostess, you know, gives them both a key. And they're just like, all right, you go into the door on the right, you go on the door on the left, and pick what you want, and then you guys go into the next room and go into y'all's room. And, you know, they talk for a second. It's like, we need this. You know, we try this or whatever. And, you know, they hug each other, and then they go in this room. Then they show the guy, and it says he's going to a screen, and it says pick your fantasy, if, you know, your fantasy woman. And then it's got Scarlett Johansson, whoever all the main, hot women are, whatever, of the time right now. And I forget who he picks. Somebody I didn't know, an actress that I didn't know, but it's an actress that I'm pretty sure is popular right now. So he picks that one, and then he go, you know, it says, you know, I guess waiting on her to pick her pick, and then it's like, all right, now go into the next room. Or it's like either a room before that room. Once they go into this room, and then there's like lenses, like lights and lenses and stuff in the corners of the room. So it projects. They chose a face. When they go and meet each other, now his wife has that actress's face on her by holograms, putting the face on her, and he has George Clooney's face on him. That's who she chose. I can't remember who, like, is, but they both chose actors or actresses, and you know, they're both looking at each other. You can see it's kind of blurry, you know, but it looks, you know, good enough. And then, you know, they're just like, you know, this, you know, it's pretty crazy or whatever. And then they start getting at, I mean, you know, they end up kissing and stuff. And then, you know, they have their fun. Then the next scene, they're laying in the bed of the place still. And he was, they're laying there. And, you know, he's like just, you know, stroking her hair. And, you know, just saying, you know, oh, this was crazy or whatever. And he's like, he's playing with her. He's like, you know, your bangs, your, they did a real good job on your bangs. You know, she's like, I don't have bangs. What are you talking about? Then they both, like, kind of pause for a second. And then he says, stop simulation. And then it cuts. They wake up in a whole other place. See, I don't know if they just literally, like, swapped bodies with people. Because it the next thing was... It wasn't the dude looked like George Clooney, but it wasn't him. But it didn't exactly look like that chick that it was supposed to be. It looked like two other complete people. So it's like they say stop simulation, and then they both get up out of the bed like, "Who are you? Who are you? I'm such." It's like, "Where's my boyfriend?" or whatever. And they just start freaking out, and then you just see the other couple that they met in the first place. They're in the next room making out on the floor, and they just look up and start laughing, and they just go back to making out. So I'm a little bit confused by that end part. So I don't know if they, I thought they turned them into them, but it says, but it shows simulation terminated. So I don't know if they caused by ending the simulation when it wasn't supposed to, by cutting it off halfway. Maybe they just flipped something and traded bodies or something with somebody. Huh. I was still a little bit confused. Like there, I guess that's either it could go a few ways. But that's pretty much that one. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's a lot. It's diverse, man. It is. It's really, it's got a lot. Yeah. Now I did watch another quick short, another chick, fighting aliens. But what she did at the end of it was pretty cool. She, had a whole bunch of C4 on the top of this building, and these aliens are starting to climb up, and she's sitting there with a bunch of C4 though. I'm like, whoa, don't you need to be kind of far away from that to hit that? And once she hits it, you realize she's got a hologram. And she was away anyway. It was just another one just about aliens and stuff like that. And but, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, overall, your rating's still pretty high on that show is in general?
Yeah, besides the one with that other chick from Stranger Things. That one's that one wasn't that great.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
All right, well, I brought Control to the table tonight.
Yeah. Now, yeah, that was a surprise for me, too, man.
I'm
that's what happened when I heard that.
Then I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to give I'm just going to give an overview of my thoughts on it. I'll make it short and sweet because you're getting ready to take it home and play it. And it's really good. Really, really good. Best game I've played all year.
Dang.
And Resident Evil 2 Remake came out this year.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's where that's like how. Now, I'm going to say the bad first, and then I'll go into the good. The bad is, it is weird AF. Like, the story is absurd and amazing.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you are this chick right here. If you look at my screen.
Yeah.
Her name is Jessie, and you start the game off walking into what looks like an FBI / CIA bureau. Like, you walk in this big cathedral ceiling, like, department, you know, whatever. And then you see, like, a big desk, whatever. You go through it. starts off kind of grounded, and you're like, okay, what's going on, blah, blah. She becomes the director of the FBC, the Federal Bureau of Control. Essentially, what this bureau does is it monitors extra-dimensional contact and AWEs, altered world events, which are when something really crazy happens in the Earth that can't necessarily be explained. The FBC comes and figures it out, and then there's usually items or objects that are from that point on tainted and or contaminated. So, in like to put it into like modern day or like our world terms, when a house is considered haunted and some crazy death or killing took place there, that would be an AWE, an altered world event, where something maybe extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional took place. And then from that point on, the microwave is haunted or the refrigerator or things like that. So, and what happens is it's a Resident Evil style game in the sense of you end up going from like room to room to room to room, and you need to find keys to get into different rooms. You kind of power up your character, third person action with like abilities. Like the more you play the game, the more abilities you get. You get to a point where you can kind of levitate. You can pick things up with your mind and throw them. If you ever played the game PsyOps on PlayStation 2 and OG Xbox, it's like a SOCOM style game, or like a
I think I might have played it, but never owned it.
You could pick a dude up with your telekinesis powers and then shoot him with your gun or whatever. The other hand, like, if you take, this is the way I explained it on Push to Plat, when I was a guest on Push to Plat. If you took a blender and you took PsyOps, some Resident Evil, the show Lost, and then the movie Event Horizon, and you put them all together and you blended it up, that's Control.
Man, I never watched Lost. But it's a good show. I've seen
Event Horizon's like a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah, that's where they go to hell pretty much, right?
Essentially, something, but in space, like Dead Space.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it, but
it's like that. There's some sci-fi to it, there's some horror to it. Like, what's really cool is, like, you know, in Lost. Okay, well, you never saw it. In Lost, what happens is there's an airplane, and the airplane all of a sudden crashes on an island, right? Well, what they find out is they hit some kind of like time loop wormhole, and they're kind of outside of time, almost Bermuda Triangle kind of thing. And on this island they crashed at, there's the DARPA initiative, which is like a group who's constantly doing these little tests and these little things or whatever. All throughout Control, there's like little reel-to-reel radios that you listen to, and there's files in every room, like, read the files. There's hundreds of them. Sometimes there are a few sentences. Sometimes there are a few pages on the actual text of the game. It's worth it to read the files. Like, there's so much world building and so much, like, really cool information in the files. And it might not always seem like they meant anything, but, like, the more you play the game, the side missions that you come across, the quest that you go on when you meet certain characters and they just randomly start asking you to do things for them, it's almost like an open world game inside of a house. But the house is, well, it's called the oldest house because it's a FBI style building. It's a bureau. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, it's like, oh, there's offices and there's, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But the building changes. And, like, as you encounter certain types of enemies and certain kinds of things, you can change the rooms back to their original. So, it's very wild.
Oh, man.
It's very fun. And what's really cool is they film these live action videos inside it. So you might go find a projector and you watch it, and it's like this main scientist who's kind of heading up all the research for the extra dimensional stuff. And it's like, there's these live action videos that you have to watch, and they're short, but it's like him. It's like a real person, like, on the screen. And then there's these weird little, like, puppet shows that are really creepy and really weird. Like, really weird. They're called the not garbage pail kids, like the threshold kids or something like that.
Yeah,
it's weird. And then there's like, you'll have these like hallucinations almost, where you'll have like a shadow, and it's like a live action like projection of like a person acting, but it's like the former director of the bureau, and he's trying to like lead you and tell you things. Dude, it is wild. And like, I don't know, I've never played anything like it. Like, it is an amalgamation of a lot of things I like.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like I've ever played before. You ever play the games Alan Wake on the Xbox?
No, I never did.
Third person horror games.
Yeah, I remember that one. I don't know why I never
Same people who made Max Payne,
yeah,
Alan Wake, and Quantum Break made Control, and it's called the studio is called Remedy. What's really cool is the way that they tell this story. It's almost like all those other places, all the other games they did, are like in universe.
Oh,
that like the things that like Alan Wake is more so the one I'm thinking about. But like Alan Wake, Quantum Break, it's almost like those stories could be altered world events, and it would fit in universe. Okay. There's even some Alan Wake Easter eggs, like specifically referencing Alan Wake.
Dang. Yeah, man. Yeah. I can't remember how long ago it was, but I don't remember how I even... It must have been YouTube. I don't know how else I would have came across it, but I just remember seeing... just saw the preview once. I'm like, just seeing all the scenes changing and stuff like that, and it just made me think about... I mean, that's right at my alley, and
it's
Doctor wild. Strange.
Yes, like that. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Okay, so I said initially I was going to start with the bad, but then I went straight into all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot, yeah.
The bad thing is the game kind of chugs a little bit. So, like, you'll get a bunch of enemies on the screen, and you'll be picking stuff up and throwing it. Some of the altered enemies will be throwing stuff at you, and the game kind of, like, will get a little choppy and lag a little bit.
Okay.
And... there's not a patch out yet to fix that, so it just kind of is what it is.
Like, yeah,
the game plays great. It is amazing to control, no pun intended.
Yeah,
but then when you get in big fights, it gets a little laggy. And when you pause the game, right, let's say you pause the game or look at a menu or something, when you come back out of it, if you try to move instantly, it stutters a little bit. So yeah, you need to like almost like pause, unpause, wait 1 second, then move.
Yeah.
It's weird how it's got these weird little bugs that are just... But from what I hear from other podcasts, this game is like so graphically intense that like it burns out computers. Like you can turn the settings to ultra and it works your computer so hard to with all the detail in it. It looks great just on the... I'm using the PS4 Slim right here. It looks great on it. I haven't put it on my 4K TV with my Pro yet, but... I can't. I mean,
still,
it wouldn't do that to the PlayStations. It's just like as a PC thing.
No, I mean, with the lagging, even with the Pro, it was with the.
I actually hear it runs worse on the Pro than it does the Slim.
How's that work?
Someone said that on a podcast this past week, so I don't know. I haven't tried it on the Pro yet. Eh. So.
Yeah, anyway,
I beat the game, and I'm gonna go and get the platinum. You know, that's like on my list to do. But I want you to play it.
Was that like about 10 hours or more?
I'd say 10 or 20. I don't know, probably 20. I played it like...
So that, okay, that'll...
The weekend of Labor Day, my wife, I picked it up, and then we had Labor Day weekend. I picked it the week before that. My wife was like, hey, you know, I want you to take some time to yourself and come up here and play. And so, like, I had my... Like, you know, this subsystem over here is really good.
Yeah.
Wear your sub pack.
Because that's why that's the next comment I was going to end up talking about.
When you pick stuff up and throw it, it's like... much bass. Like, I sat here and I played this game and I had the freaking speakers cranked. The wife was off all weekend. I was off all weekend. And, of course, we had Labor Day together. And, like, I went and did stuff. Like, we went to the park and threw football. And, you know, that's how my son broke his freaking hand. You know, we were throwing a football and he caught one wrong and broke his finger in two places. That's why he's got a cast on.
Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't.
But we did go do some family stuff, but basically she was like, you know, you've been working a lot. You're getting ready to take this new position. Take a couple days to yourself. And so I sat right here, dude, and freaking just wore that game out. Yeah. And of course, I wasn't finished with it. So then I'd get home from work and I'd try to play before bed, or, you know, when on the nights that she wasn't here. And then I was getting up at 5 a.m. and playing before work. So really, really, really good. I couldn't put it down. And I haven't even done everything in it yet. Like, once I beat the main story, there's so many little side missions still to do. Like I said, it's a open world structured game, but in a very confined, almost linear space.
Yeah.
But it's huge because there's so many rooms, and the rooms change.
Yeah.
You know, and as you do things, you change, you know, and you unlock more of the building. So, on the Dookie scale, it is, dude, I would give it a 10 if it ran better. It's a 9 because it chugs so bad and the frame rate gets so bad. And some of the fights, like in the end of the game, and you'll know what I'm talking about because the difficulty spike is, it just, Remedy has this like thing where they make like Quantum Break was like this. Even Max Payne had some areas like this. Like, and Control, at the end of the game, you're fighting like a series of bad guys as you're escalating to do this thing. But like, they get so, they're so much harder than they normally are.
Mm.
And it's like, they're only like level 6, quote unquote, bad guys.
Yeah.
But God, dog, man. Like, they killed me 10 or 12 times at the end of this game. And it's very much like Resident Evil. If you die, you kind of have to do some backtracking. It's not as bad because, like, for example, at the end of the game, using this as an example, you have like a door you have to go through, like the big door, you know, and then once you get through the big door, then you have to go like these tiers of platforms all the way around to get to this objective. Okay. Every tier or platform has a handful of enemies. You can make it all the way to like the 5th tier, all the way to the very end, and if you die, it kicks you all the way back to the door, and then you have to fight every tier of enemies again.
I'm about to put that on easy.
There's no difficulty.
Oh, it great.
It scales. That's why it spikes so hard. Because the end of the game can be very frustrating. And the game is not exactly meant for you to play it like a cover-based shooter. It's kind of meant for you to move and use your powers, and I don't know that I balanced my powers out very well.
Yeah,
because you have like a skill tree, and like I didn't put anything really in my melee. I didn't put anything really in my shield. I put everything in my force, you know, like picking stuff and throwing it, and I put everything in my health because I kind of wanted to like live longer. And you get these little upgrades throughout the game too. Like every room, almost you'll find these little upgrades. And then brings you up like a percentage of your overall stats. And you get so freaking many of them that like I just started burning through them and selling them. Like breaking them down.
Yeah.
Using the credits to upgrade other stuff. And so, and you get like one gun in the game. But it changes. So it's a pistol technically. But then you get an unlock upgrade that like changed it to a shotgun.
Yeah.
Changed it to a machine gun. Changed it to a sniper rifle. And it looks like the Dead Space, like, cutter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how it turns, it's, like, straight. There's a vertical, or you can flip it horizontal.
Oh, okay.
But it's, like, black and sleek, and it changes.
It's like a morphing gun, you mean? It morphs. Yeah, okay.
So, you only get one weapon,
but it
changes, and it's really cool. Dang. Fantastic game. Like I said, 9 out of 10 all day long. If that game ran better, it would be a 10 out of 10. The story is weird. And you got to do a lot of reading and backtracking and very Resident Evil stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so good. And so I've been on Trophy Horrors and I've been on Push to Plat and now here on PG Spoilers, just singing this game's praises because it's so freaking good.
So, yeah, that would be true. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited.
And now I got like a new extra layer of reason to play a game, you know, get to feel it a little bit more. Man.
So put your sub pack on and actually feel it. Because like I said, I had this thing cooking. And you remember how loud it was in my office at work. It's even louder in this little room.
Dang.
Because the sound's echoing off the walls.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, it is fantastic. Dang. So, great game, like I said. And the trophies are good, too. Like you get, I'll pull up my list real quick. Like, you get trophies every couple hours. You know, it's not one of those games where all the trophies are at the beginning or all the trophies are at the end, you know? Like, I've got 77% of the trophies, so I've got 37 trophies total for it. And, you know, it's very much like doing missions, unlocking abilities, knocking out certain tasks for people. I don't want to spoil any of the things.
I'm reading a fart from Melisina.
Yeah, it's called, it's a game called Siggy, a fart from Melisina. I've got the platinum on PlayStation Vita. I went to go platinum on PS4. I've beat the game twice now, and I keep screwing up my speedrun. The only trophy I need need now is the speedrun trophy. Beat the game 100%, unlocking all the caves and getting all the collectibles in under 30 minutes. And twice now, I've done it in 31 minutes.
Ugh.
And it's like,
dang.
Yeah, it's only 30 minutes, but like that's an hour now.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at 91% on that one, and it's going to be a little while before I try to finish it. Plus, I'm at 174 platinums, and I kind of want my 175th to be a game I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a milestone game.
I was about to say when you get to, you're almost at 10,000.
Yep. And Tricky finally passed me.
Did?
Yeah, because I've been sitting at, you know, in the 170s trying to figure out what number 175 is going to be. And like I said, I want it to be a good game that I enjoy. You know, like 150, 175, 200, you know, stuff like that. I don't remember how the milestones the milestones go on my PlayStation profile. So it might not even, 175 might not even be one, and I might just be wasting my time, but
oh, okay.
I haven't looked yet. I keep forgetting. So anyways, that being said, this has been PG mother freaking spoilers. We talked Dust, we talked Control, we talked poop farts.
Dookie. Yeah.
So Hector, you got anything you want to plug before we bounce?
I still been slacking on the SoundCloud stuff, but I mean, like I said, I'm having stuff coming up. It's just trying to utilize the best of my time.
Yeah.
Now I got that. Now again, I'm like, that's why I was asking how long. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna split this up. But
what's funny is the other day I was like, hey man, you want to do a review on Brightburn? And you're like, I don't know if I got time. I really need to work on music. And then you're like, I'll watch on my breaks. You watch a few minutes. You're like, dude, I'm going home and watching this.
Yeah.
And then I was just like pointing at my setup over here earlier. And you're like, dude, you got Control?
Yeah.
So I will try my hardest to stop ruining your music career.
It's all going to be balanced because, yeah, I get burned out.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, taking a break and strap the sub pack on and play that.
Dude, that's good too. It's really good. Okay, and then there's one more thing about Control. There's a certain section of the game, about 75 to 80% through the main story. I want to hear your thoughts on it because it's a sequence of events you do, and this weird song plays, and I found myself moving and actually doing the action to the cadence of the song and the environment changes around you.
Oh.
It was so cool. Like, it was one of those things where I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to experience that for the first time again. It was that cool.
So,
there's a few games that are like that, you know? There's a few things in life that it's like, oh man, I wish that, you know, I could experience that for the first time.
After you saying that, that makes me think about the scene, the part in the first Metal Gear Solid running up those stairs. That one part right there, something about that whole part right there was like you just said, like if you could go back and experience that for the first time again, like.
How about the first Metal Gear when you get like into the cold, like, the snowy area, and you like the first time you like either like knock on the wall,
on something,
and then the guy's like, huh?
What was that noise?
Yeah, it's like that was mind-blowing.
It was like, simplest things that how far we've come. I don't know if it,
all right, like I said, PG spoilers, check out provengamer.com. Leave us feedback, reviews, write into the show, hit us up on PlayStation Network. I am Resident Daryl, this is Basehead Hex.
Yeah,
and we're out.
Later.
Holler.
On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of agents raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, 'cause only cowards run. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We were one day answered for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run. I'm coming down with a sound like you ain't never heard. I'll do whatever it takes to get the message heard. You can try to run away, but you can never hide. There ain't a wrong that you will make that can't be changed right. Sick and swim, fight and run, this is your choice. I use this music as a weapon, this is my voice. Words I hope to the hopeless, and this is what I do. It breaks my heart when I see what this world has come to. Going through so many things, yet I'm still here. Face the battle head on, showing no fear. My clarity, I serve a God that brings hope and loves you and sees all of these things you go through. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run. First two, just listen to what I'm bringing you. About to step on some toes with what I'm letting loose. I'm telling you life is hard, you feel I'm falling apart. And all you see is the scars of these things past. You may be close to the edge, just standing out on the ledge, ready to jump, stop, listen, please step back. Only the cowards will run when things get tough. Only the cowards will run when things get rough. Hearts break, tears fall, God stays the same. He's the only one that can take away the pain. Insane that he can love us even through our flaws. We don't deserve a single thing, but he gave it all. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run.
Then you can try and run away. You can try and run away. But only cowards run away, only cowards run away. And you can try and run away, but only cowards run away.
On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run. On the front line, I can see the enemy. I feel the battle of ages raging inside of me. We will one day answer for the things we've done, but I refuse to run, cause only cowards run.
Then you can try and run away. You can try and run away. Only cowards.